I used to work in a family-run cinema, and we had some very strange experiences. We had one usher who had been there for such a long time that his first ever film that he projected was Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And his lasting memory was when he'd accidentally laced up, which is to feed the celluloid into the projector, and he laced up with the sound on the wrong side. So when you run the film through the projector, if you have it on the left rather than on the right, then you'll get a kind of inverted image. So everything will be the wrong way around and there'll be no sound. And he was so incredibly ashamed of this that he decided he would give up projection altogether and become an usher. And this is one of several very strange encounters while doing that job. Night shifts at Old Monterrey's. Now the house lights have fallen in screen two, the beagle barks at the turbine snapping, crossing the corn. A Fairfield storm is not all in your mind, and in screen one, Bruce Wayne trains for the second time today to become Batman. Zora's synthetic snake scale is enhanced. Through the targeting grid, a meteor dazzles down. The Emperor recalculates. Students go to return. At the box office, a clairvoyant sat in row L with our ghost during the 6:30, the beat that my heart skipped. For a while he was most content, she says, to the gap in the glass. Then he rose from his seat, strode up to the curtain, and was gone. Lemongrass tea steam drifts across the ticket stubs I'm counting. Again. Strangling a bin liner, our chief usher says, he don't like sad films. Locking up evenings, I hear him. He likes stealing tools. Outside the double doors, the sleet does not quite settle. Our thoughts run through the traffic to meet one another, even if it all ends in the blink of an eye.